Hey everyone. Hey everyone, it's me, Trebrianne. I am so sorry. I apologize. We're supposed to go live at 6:30. Talking about maintaining your focus, right? Oh my goodness. You guys, I am so excited to just join you all tonight with this topic, as it is a very pressing matter that's going on currently in my life. I believe that I'm not the only one that can say sometimes it's a challenge with maintaining our focus, especially with so many things that's going on right now. And for me, it has definitely been that. It has been a while since I went live. I am looking to just relaunch outside the box, and we can just talk about some pressing topics and things that's going on within our communities and families, and just be an inspiration to one another overall. So tonight I am going to be talking about how to maintain your focus. And the reason why I decided to pick this for a topic tonight is because I have had such a challenging time just with trying to maintain my focus, with getting projects done, with, you know, meeting those small-term, short-term goals that we may have set for ourselves via our long-term goals, and how we can help one another be more successful in those areas that we are challenged in. And for me, it has definitely been a challenge, I would say. Maintaining your emotional intelligence while you're in the midst of adversity, maintaining a positive outlook when everything around you is being challenged with your outlook on life, you know, to not fall into the depression, to not be overwhelmed with anxiety. And I know that it is easier said than done. We talk about it all the time as far as for having different things in our life that can help aid us in our ability to not fall into that depressive state, or not to, you know, stay into those areas of our mind that cause us to be overwhelmed with anxiety. But what I will say, being that I was a person that dealt with this progressively in my life, I can say that it is easier said than done. However, when we do develop coping skills, when we do develop, you know, having stronger support systems, what I find challenging with myself with maintaining my focus is that in life, I feel like we all need a strong support system, and that can be with our faith, that can be with our family, that can be with our friends, our children, sometimes our coworkers or where you're employed. A lot of factors can go into who and what can be your support system in your life. For myself, it's so many different factors that I look into, and for me, faith has been extremely monumental area for me and my support system as to how you overcome certain challenges within our mindset, how you overcome certain negativities that may present itself within a day. So I just want to encourage you all that we all are in this big, beautiful world together, facing many different challenges, going through many different obstacles. And I believe that as human beings, we all want to arrive to a place of stability, success, love, authenticity of who we are as individuals, and that be embraced and accepted. So within the culture that we live in, we always, it's important that we remind ourselves that it is okay to be yourself. And I feel like it's so much pressure within society, within different propagandas, within different systems of thinking, that you feel ostracized when it comes to just being comfortable with being who you are, with comfortable with owning your own voice as to what makes you you, owning your own story as to what you survived and how you came to be, or whatever that may look like for you. I feel like it's different for every individual, because what makes us relatable as mankind, it should not just be our ability to overcome obstacles or our ability to identify with pain, tragedy, suffering, loss, which we all as human beings can identify with, no matter what our race is, no matter what our religion is, or our belief systems are. I believe that our pain and our stories and our situations sometimes make us more relatable than we may realize in life. And it should not be the only thing that brings us together when it comes to being relatable. Of course, yes, we are human beings and we are, you know, in this world together, but there's so much diversity and there's so much beauty in the diversity of who we are as people. And so when it comes to maintaining our focus and maintaining how we maybe maintain that channel of positive thinking, I want to encourage you that because I feel like God has gifted me in an area where even though I may have been presented with a lot of different challenges that comes against my ability to remain positive or think positive, it's not easy. But when I tell you that it's necessary, so whatever level of focus that we have that we're going to, you know, put our attention towards, it can be different for all of us. It may have a different goal, and we all may have a different perspective as to what that looks like. So what I want to encourage you guys to do, what we're going to do tonight, is we're going to discuss some things about how we can maintain that focus, how we can meet those short-term goals that we set out for ourselves as well as those long-term goals, and how our thinking plays a part in all of that, in maintaining that and going forward in that, and how we can be a better support system for one another overall, if it's via social media, if it's via your church family, or your faith, or as I said, your career path, that we can be a better support for one another. And overall, when we are faced with the challenges of thinking positively or having clarity when it comes to certain situations that we want to that we're facing at the time, you know, and it doesn't have to be a bucket of adversity. You know, we always sometimes can find ourselves in a constant troubleshooting mode. And what I've learned in that when we're in that state of mind in the troubleshooting mode is that it will always have to be a problem when you're in that state of mind to solve or to figure out, right? And it's all about not being in survival mode or being in that mindset of troubleshooting mode where we're always having to be presented with issues that we have to somehow resolve. And even though sometimes in society and with our lives and with our, I would say, responsibilities to navigate our minds in that way of thinking where we don't know how quite to relax or wind down or how quite to calm our minds or how quite to calm our spirits, because we're so busy with so many things going on in our daily lives, that I think that we have normalized being in those type of mindsets or environments. So, you know, I want to encourage you guys as well as be encouraged with speaking with you all and getting some feedback as to what we can do better to maintain our focus. Now, I do want to tell you guys about this particular app. This is not a paid advertisement or endorsement or anything like that. This is something that I use that I found pretty much on Facebook. You know how Facebook, you know, it gives you different things when you when you're searching or when you're looking, and it I think it gives you different ads. But however, this is a tool that I downloaded an app for. That has been helping me thus far. And it is called the Download, and it helps with different mindsets, different, you know, micro goals, and helping maintain your focus. And pretty much it's something that was developed through the Navy. The Navy SEALs, don't quote me on that because I do not want to broadcast and have this information not be accurate, but I do believe that it was something that was developed through them and their program. And what I find intriguing is that, and also I was reading some books pertaining to the Navy as well, as far as how a lot of military individuals that proceed to go within that criteria of work, how disciplined you have to be and what you have to go through in your mind and in your environment and tools that you need to survive, not only your experience within war or your experience with adversity, right? So I believe that we can utilize some of these tools that is adaptable, you know, lives and stories that we can take and utilize in our mindsets to say, you know, well, how can I be better in this area? How can I be, you know, my focus be extreme focus, right? Because I'm looking to evolve my mindset to be able to say we have extreme focus, because I believe that when we have an extreme focus, not just a modern day focus or not just a basic level of focus or attention, regardless of what we're putting it towards, it will produce the highest level of productivity in our lives as to what we give our focus and attention to. And I do want to share with you all that that can be for the good and that can be for the bad. You know, no difference to what you're putting and diving your attention towards and your focus towards. If you find yourself focusing your energy all on negative things or all of on everything that's not going right in your life or on everything that's not going right on your job or with your kids, if you have kids, or what, with your spouse, if you're married, or whatever the situation or circumstance looks like for your life, if we find ourselves focusing our attention and our mind all on those things, it can be a slippery slope into a disaster way of thinking and a toxic way of thinking. And that is what we want to try at all times to avoid, is having that declined or what we call that bit of a roller coaster ride in negative thinking, okay? So we want to derail that way of thinking and transition into having a more focused, stable, healthy, positive way of thinking. And I would say that this, you do need a combined share, because when you have the negative and the positive, it does produce light, right? Because you're going to have things that happen in your life that is for your developing. So some negative energy, some things that come along that may not seem quite positive or understanding, sometimes those situations gives us the ability to show resilience. It gives us the ability to show strength. And areas that we may feel weakened in, and areas that we may feel like, you know what, I don't have it. I can't do it. We may be in our minds, we may convince ourselves we can't do this. We can't conquer this goal, or we can't overcome this. And sometimes when you have those certain necessary challenges that present itself in your life, it shows you just how strong you are. It shows you just how capable of you are of overcoming your obstacles, just how capable you are of becoming a better communicator, or just becoming a better overall, you know. And we can look and learn from our situations that we may not be proud of, or how we reacted to certain things, right? And it can become a teachable moment for us to say, you know what, how could I have handled this better to produce the result that I'm looking to produce in my life? So I believe that when we have that reflection and we take that time to reflect on our choices and we take that time on how we can do better within ourselves or with our own thinking and hold ourselves accountable to that, then we'll always be at a learning curve. We'll always be at an advantage within our thinking, within ourselves, because that self-accountability is the greatest form of self-love. You know, when you can say, you know, hey, let me become accountable for the part that I play in my thinking, right? The part that I play when it comes to how can I do better. So don't ever feel discouraged or, you know, take on the mindset that you're not enough or that you're broken or that there's a broken system within you. Just take on the mindset that we can always be aware that there's something that we can acknowledge within ourselves that we can do better. And when we do that, we give ourselves the opportunity to learn from our situations around us and to cultivate things within us that we need to cultivate to optimally be better people and think better, okay? So that is something that I want to encourage you all with. And that could be something with a conversation with a coworker. That could be a conversation with your children or your spouse. That could be, you know, how you're interacting throughout your daily life, individuals, or even with yourself. And what I've come to realize when it comes to focus and how we focus our energy and our attention to certain necessary goals, I believe that if we focus our attention to the goals that we need within ourselves and our thinking, that it will be phenomenal. So let's just say, for example, you had this way of thinking your whole life. You know, you may have been in an environment where it was no positive energy around you. Everything around you was somewhat survival mode, somewhat negative, and you never may have had the support system to encourage you in the areas that you may have needed it. So sometimes we can develop thought patterns and levels of thinking based upon the environment that we live in. And it does play a significant role as to how we think and how we function and how we live. So I do want to point that out, like having an understanding of how your environment and how the circle of people that you surround yourself by and how your experiences somehow shape your level of thinking is important. But what I find fascinating is that regardless of what we go through, we're not locked in to one perspective, okay? We're not locked in to just our individual experiences that we experience that may have played a part in our ability to think a certain way. But what's phenomenal about the human brain and what's phenomenal about the mind is that it's adaptive, right? And it's so full of energy that we can navigate and change and transform. So with that being said, I do want to encourage you that if you have been on a sector of toxic thinking or behavior or the acceptability of certain things that may not be healthy for your mindset and the progression of what you want to do in life, we have the ability to navigate and change all of those levels of thinking. We're not stuck in a box of what we should be or what is normalized. We can always transform ourselves and evolve our way of thinking at all times, and we are in control of that. And so what's phenomenal is that we don't have to put that responsibility on no one else, and we don't have to put that burden in no one else's hands. We can take accountability, and we can transform our own minds and our hearts and our spirits by utilizing the tools that we have around us and within us, okay? So I think that it's monumental that we utilize the tools that we have available when it comes to our focus and our level of thinking and what we're giving our attention and focus to and how we can overcome negative thinking or pessimistic thinking or toxic ways of thinking that may not produce the results that we need to see in our lives. And that could just be, you know, like I said, different for each individual, because what we attain to do in life looks different because we're different people. So how it may look to you and how it may look to someone else may be different, and that is fine. You don't ever have to feel like you have to think like anyone else other than yourself. However, we can learn from one another's ways of thinking and perspectives. We can learn to be fluid-minded and open-minded and have mindfulness in a way that is best suited for who we are as individuals. Okay, so I do want to encourage you guys with that to be like sponges when it comes to certain things that we absorb. You know, there's a saying that says, you know, discard the meat from the bones. You know, you take what you need and you discard what you don't need. So it's important sometimes to be able to have that way of thinking when it comes to life, you know, to say, how does this way of thinking or how does this situation better my mindset or better me, or how, what can I learn? Ultimately, if we make ourselves and transition our minds to always be teachable, we can always look at life and say, what can I learn from this? And what lesson that I'm learning from this is going to make me become a better person and feel better and be better from the inside out? Because that is important, to feel better from the inside out. And whatever we can give our attention to that is going to cause us to feel better from the inside out, I feel like it's really, really important, especially with so much pressure being applied in our everyday life with trying to provide for our families or try to show up on our jobs and do our jobs to the best of our abilities with a great attitude. And sometimes it's not easy, right? Because depending on your work environment can be a challenge, depending on when you're trying to juggle everything that's going on in the world and still show up and be the best version of yourself. It's easier said than done. And we all have room for growth, and we all have areas that are trial and error, right? Sometimes we learn from our mistakes, not from getting it right, but from getting it wrong. So I believe that that life is the best teacher when it comes to that area. Sometimes you learn your greatest lessons not from in the classroom or, you know, who your professor was or who was leading the lecture or teaching the tutorial or navigating a seminar. Sometimes our greatest lessons that we learn in life is those lessons that we have in trial and error, which means it was the decisions that we made that were wrong that or areas that we failed in that we have most likely learned most of our most valuable lessons in life. So never, ever feel discouraged about the areas that you fail in or the areas that, you know, was not perfect to someone else or even for yourselves. You know, we can't be so hard on ourselves to the point where we don't allow our failures to become amazing teachable moments for us or become amazing teachable moments for us, right? Because it's in those things and in those moments and in those particular behaviors that we can look at and say, wow, I really dropped the ball in this area. And I don't like how that makes me feel. How can I not make that same mistake again, right? So it's all about having teachable moments and having grace and having room to grow in trial and error. And that's what I'm speaking of when it comes to that support system. You want to be in a safe environment where you do feel comfortable enough to be who you are, regardless of what that looks like, and it be embraced and not just be criticized or ostracized or cast aside or, you know, you're like off the boat, like you're done. And I feel like we sometimes discard one another so easily from the fear of the trepidation that we may have from being disappointed or hurt or the cycle being repeated in our lives of trauma, pain, disappointment, disaster, you know, whatever that we've accumulated in our life and picked up just from living. Sometimes we may look in our bag and be like, you know what, I got a lot of things that is not positive that I need to put down. And sometimes it's hard and difficult to, you know, and discard of the things that you may, that may not be best beneficial for where you're trying to go in life, you know, especially when it comes to our level of thinking. All right. And anytime you're cleaning out your closet, I would say as an example or a metaphor, right? And you may have so much in there that you've accumulated and you're looking at this closet and you're like, where do I start? Now, how many times have we done that within our minds to say, you know what, I've collected so much over the years in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, and I don't even know where to begin to start to clear the clutter. So when it comes to clearing the clutter in our minds and our hearts and our spirits, we can look at it and we can see the accumulation of things that we held on to, of feelings and emotions that we hold on to resentments, to thought patterns, to memories, to experiences, to trauma, to tons of things, right, that throughout the collective that we may have internalized. And when looking at it, we may say to ourselves, this is too much. And we have normalized just collecting it. And you know what? We're throwing it in the closet until there's no more room in the closet for what you're going through. And it's reached its capacity of what can be held. And when you're looking at it and you're like, well, what am I going to do with all this? And how am I going to get this done? Where do I start? I mean, this is too much, right? And you're just like, forget it. And you push it to the back burner. And say some other time, I don't have the time for this. I have to work or I have to, you know, cook food or I have, you know, we find so many things within our life that can cause us to push those things to the back burner that we need to face and address. And it's not always easy because it looks like it's a mountain, right? And that is so much that we've accumulated that it makes us feel guilty or ashamed or embarrassed or different type of things that we may feel internally to not address what we've collected in our emotions. And I do want to encourage you guys to not feel that way. I cannot take away that emotion from you to say that you won't feel that way. All I'm going to say is that within your ability to feel, right, you can feel certain things and you can, and it's okay to feel them. You just don't have to hold on to them and reserve them and let that be the end of your experiences, okay? Because we can cultivate our minds to transition. And that is why it's important to create that safe place within ourselves to say, you know what, this is okay. I've made these choices. I know I have this going on within me. Let me take the first. It's not looking at the mountain of experiences that develop our way of thinking, but saying, I just have to start. So the first step is starting by saying, okay, I'm going to acknowledge this, that this is a lot for me. And I'm going to acknowledge that I may not be able to do all the work myself, okay? I may have to acknowledge that I may need some help. And when we do need help, we want to feel safe, right? We don't want to be in an environment that we're going to be judged. So it's important to first create that safe environment within yourself, to focus your energy on that safe environment within yourself. And then when you do that within yourself first, then you can properly navigate how to do that on the outside with other people coming along to help you and assist you on your journey and whatever that looks like for you. You know, if I'm still using the metaphor of cleaning out the closet, sometimes you may call your girl, sometimes you may call your friends or your coworkers, and if you're a guy, you may call your friend and say, hey, man, I need some help. Can you come help me, you know, get this organized, this closet? Or you may hire someone that can come in to help navigate and help you unpack and help you organize that. But what we need to do is do that within our heart and our minds and our spirits and our emotions. And the more that we normalize that, the healthier mindsets we can be, the more focused we can be within our day-to-day challenges. Because when we're holding on to so much, it is so many things that take away from our ability to love ourselves, to give ourselves the adequate amount of attention that we need to give our heart and our minds and our spirits, right? So, you know, we're all going to be participants in being better than that area. So how to maintain your focus, because we're going to wrap up because this is a 30-minute segment, okay? So I'm hoping and praying that you guys got some good takeaway. And what we're going to do is start with, you know, that accountability factor, okay, with helping maintain our focus, with taking accountability for what has us distracted and not being kind to ourselves and creating a safe space within ourselves to help us maintain our focus in where we're, what we're doing and how we're showing up. So how we show up for ourselves mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally is extremely important, okay? Be encouraged. Be blessed, you guys. Please listen and share this broadcast. I look forward to meeting with you guys in a couple of days. We're going to come back and we're going to continue the topic on how to maintain our focus. And please call in and participate and give me your feedback on how we can do this and cultivate this together. Thank you so much for listening in to Outside the Box Radio. I love you. I love you. I love you. If you guys can hear it today, be blessed. Be encouraged. Thank you for listening to Travian J, Outside the Box.